to Thursday, 10 p.m. till midnight.
Science, technology, and environment conversations.
A warm welcome to Dr. Bernard Ngwenya, or better known as Dr. Ben Ngwenya, who is a project manager at ACRO Africa. And he is the project manager of the Africa Agriculture Qualification that ACRO Africa is offering to people to learn within the agricultural space. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Ngwenya.
Thank you very much, Patricia. I must say I enjoy the music by Jean-Claude Bimbe very, very well. Being originally from Cameroon, you know.
And did it bring some nostalgic moments there?
Exactly. Thanks for that.
Excellent. Well, all thanks go to Ben Zito Rikotso. Now, talk to us about this beautiful initiative that you are doing at ACRO Africa, and tell us what you do exactly at ACRO Africa, and then this particular qualifications you are offering.
My name is Ben Gwene, as you know, and I am presently the training manager for ACRO Africa. And of course, the manager for the AAQ program, which stands for Africa Agribusiness Qualification. So I will start by who is ACRO. ACRO is the Africa branch of the ACRO Corporation. I mean, ACRO Africa is the Africa branch of the ACRO Corporation, which is a global agricultural machinery producer and distributor. So ACRO produces a range of equipment from land preparation, so we are talking about tractors and implements, right up to storage facilities. We're talking about huge silos. And ACRO is also involved in the business of protein production. In the tractor sector, we own well-known brands like the Massey Ferguson, the Valtra, the Challenger, and as we call it, the premium tractor brand, which is the Fendt. And in South Africa, and I think that's our business model, we serve our customers through our dealer network, which is spread all through South Africa. On the other hand, the ACRO Foundation, of course, is a foundation that was set up by ACRO. So it's a private foundation established in 2018 by ACRO with a vision of having a holistic approach towards preventing and relieving hunger. They do this through impact-driven initiatives, through strategic partnerships, through grant funding, so they fund quite a few projects, just like the AAQ. And by so doing, they are transforming lives of marginalized farming communities around the world, supporting food security and promoting sustainable agricultural development. So as much as the AAQ program is concerned, the foundation is providing the funds for the project, while ACRO Africa is implementing the project. And this project is being hosted by the Gibbs Institute, together with Harper Adams University from the UK. And we are having some technical support from Cerealis Institute of Technology in South Africa.
So let's go a bit deeper into the AAQ qualifications that you are offering, and who can qualify to go into it. Do you have to have perhaps some sort of basic education before you do so?
Yes. So part of the program is a generic management qualification, which is at I think NFQ 4 from the Gibbs. So we expect participants to be at least at a certain level of academics. So for this program, we put metric as entry level, and we would also prefer to have people who are enthusiastic about agricultural growth, so show some relation to agriculture.
A-teamers, we are talking to Dr. Ben Ngwenya, who's project manager at ACRO Africa, and he is, giving us some insight on qualification that is being offered for those who are enthusiastic about getting the business know-how of agribusiness. So do call in and ask your questions if you or one of your family members or your children are considering going into agriculture. The number to dial is 011-714-2006, or you can WhatsApp 0614-104-107. SMSs go to 41391.